I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado is not experiencing a drought for the first time in years. Only small portions of Moffat, Montezuma, La Plata, Rio Blanco, and Baca counties are experiencing abnormally dry conditions, though not enough to tilt toward drought. A year ago, more than 81% of the state registered from abnormally dry conditions all the way to severe drought. We know all that because of the U.S. Drought Monitor, which has been compiling drought information for 20 years this summer.
Soil moisture sensors model or computer-generated soil moisture information, satellite-sensed soil moisture information, and we put all that together with the temperature and rainfall data and more just to try to get an accurate picture of drought each week.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey is one of the original authors still working on the drought monitor. Though the lack of drought is something to celebrate, scientists warn the conditions are likely temporary and that drought conditions will likely return. So now they are working toward more accurate drought reporting. There are some suggestions to have farmers and ranchers assist the USDA in data gathering, but Rippey says that brings with it new challenges because farmers are using a variety of sensors and data gathering devices, and some farmers are very protective of their information. Colorado's average temperature has risen 2 degrees in the last 30 years and is expected to increase another 2 to 4 degrees by 2050. Higher temperatures can increase the intensity and duration of droughts. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.